Buddhism is a treasure of looking within. What is the best method for us to be able to face this ignorance, attachment, and aversion through practice? Sometimes we practice compassion, forbearance. We practice transforming into bodhicitta. We have all of these methods in the Sutrayana, don't we? And there are also many methods in the Tantrayana. However, do we not have one method that can cure all of these boundless amounts of arising random thoughts? Just like we may have one medicine that cures 100 ailments, is there not one kind of very special pith instruction like this? There is. Within the great perfection, there is. There is a pith instruction that can be like the one medicine that cures 100 ailments. And what is this medicine? Never mind countless arising random thoughts. These thoughts, since beginningless time, we can use one method to cure all of these arising thoughts. A Dharma that can purify all of these. And this pith instruction, this method, is our true nature of mind. Our true nature of mind, Rigpa, is the only method, the only Dharma that will purify all of our attachment, aversion, and ignorance, and purify all of these arising random thoughts. It is the ultimate practice. It can transform all of these arising thoughts, all of our afflictions, all of our attachment, all of our discriminatory thoughts, and does so right now. In the moment, it doesn't need a lot of time to be able to do this. And this is what we call cutting through pith instructions. What are we cutting through? Cutting through all of our ignorance, attachment, aversion, pride, and jealousy. These most scary afflictions. If you can touch the true nature of mind, then in that moment, in the present, you can cut through all of our attachment, aversion, ignorance, pride, and jealousy, and all our karmic obscurations and conceptual obscurations. And the only thing that is able to do this are the great perfection, Trekcho pith instructions. And this is achieved through practice and meeting one's Vajraguru again and again and again and requesting the Dharma continuously for 30, 40 years under the guidance of the Vajraguru, continually reporting back the state of your practice, your retreat, and your pith instructions. And gradually like this, the Guru will provide you the important pith instructions according to the state of your practice and where you are with your practice. For instance, for Long Sal, I think there were more than 20 pith instructions, and for Long Chen, more than 30. And what are these pith instructions? They are to help us to practice. We understand the reasoning. We've understood the theory and the reasoning for a long time. However, all this theory is still a conceptuality. And this helps us in some regard, but it doesn't help us completely. And just having conceptuality as a practice will not be able to transform all of these arising attachments, aversions, and ignorance, and these arising emotions, all of these afflictive emotions. This is all conceptual wisdom. And so this can only help us on a shallow level. However, when that great, strong negative karma arises like the ocean or like a great mountain, in this case, our conceptual reasoning is not going to be able to help us. And this is because we have a theoretical, logical understanding. However, this isn't absorbed within our mind stream. And this is because we haven't practiced. When is it that this mind of ours starts to move? For instance, when we are earning money, in our relationships, when we meet wrongdoings, and then we're not able to control these sufferings, these afflictive emotions. And the suffering we're just not able to bear. It's uncontrollable. We just sit there and cry and cry. What is this? This is when our mind is moving. isn't our brain that is moving, it is our mind that is moving. On the other hand, when we see other people suffering and we haven't got any practice, naturally this unhappiness or this wish to benefit them or help them arises. And we also feel a movement within our body, a reaction within our body, the reaction of compassion. And naturally, just like this, we see that our mind begins to move. Many people know the brain, but they don't know their mind. And this is the difference between practitioners and non-practitioners. For instance, in the Tibetan areas, in the winter, sometimes there is a lot of mist, and you can't see the mountain behind the mist, or in the mist. However, when the mist clears, then we see, oh, there really is a big mountain there. When we have done a lot of study and contemplation, then we think, oh yes, I really understand this. However, when very strong winds of karma arise or blow, then that mountain is there, unmoving. If you want to attain liberation, enlightenment, Buddhahood, you have to practice within your own mind. Don't rely on your practice just with regards to words, theory, understanding. If this is the case, then it hasn't entered into your mind stream. It hasn't been absorbed into your mind stream. Buddha knew we would have this problem. And so he taught, he said, study, reflect, and practice. Buddha said, practice. And he didn't put practice in the beginning. He put it at the end. Why is it that people only study and they don't practice? Because they enjoy these reciting of mantras. They enjoy this element of Buddhism. And so they just enjoy listening to the teachings, reciting mantras, reading texts. But this is the level in which their practice is left. Do we not have to practice as well? Did Buddha not say we attain Buddhahood through study, reflection, and practice? Study, reflect, and practice. Through practice we can attain liberation. Through practice we can attain enlightenment. Through practice we can attain Buddhahood. The study is to help us to understand. It is like for us being able to look at the sun. However, there's no way for us to be able to touch the sun. We have this Buddha within our mind that is there in the present, in the moment.